The Faith of Rahab, an Unexpected Hero. If you've ever felt too far outside God's grace, you need to know Rahab's story. God includes her in the faith chapter in Hebrews because she demonstrated great trust in God despite intense personal risk. Her story is told in connection with the story of the walls of Jericho in the book of Joshua. Once Joshua successfully led God's people across the Jordan River after their 40 years wandering in the wilderness, they came to the Valley of Jericho. The city of Jericho sat as a looming, impregnable fortress. In order to know the city's weakness, Joshua dispatched spies to assess Jericho's walls. While scaling the walls at night, the spies encountered Rahab, whose apartment lay tucked in the side of one of Jericho's outer walls. She no doubt had witnessed Joshua and the army of Israel marching around the city walls. Now it was her time to show faith in God's power and goodness. If God showed grace to Rahab, a prostitute, and a woman who would feel the scorn of society, how much more will He offer His grace to all who turn to Him? The Bible is full of stories of unexpected people like Rahab coming to faith in God. People of all walks of life, troubled by all manner of life's issues, turn to God and receive His grace. The list goes on and on in Hebrews 11. God graciously reaches into the lives of people who may feel as if life has passed them by or at times when all hope seemed lost. But God is always gracious. That's His way. He longs to meet you where you are and then show you His grace, just like He did with Rahab. Many of the names near the end of Hebrews 11 might sound familiar to you. They each have a story of how they showed their faith in God. All the details of their lives are different, but they have something in common. They believed God. There was a category of ruler or warrior. Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, and Samuel all held significant roles in God's story as prophets to His people Israel. David, one of the most beloved kings of Israel, conquered his most trying circumstances by believing God's word. They all live by faith. What an amazing litany of courageous warriors of the faith who subdued kingdoms, battled on the front lines for causes of righteousness, received the promises of God, and even stopped the mouths of lions. Prophets of old faced hardship, persecution, and even death as well, because they aligned themselves in faith with God. And those who followed after them in the time of the early church faced similar trials, persecution, and threats. Also listed among the heroes in Hebrews 11 are a company of people who lived by faith, simply called others. These others, past, present, and future, suffer greatly for their faith. The suffering has ended for many of them, and they have already gone into the presence of the Lord and will never have to die again. You can draw strength and encouragement from their stories in your own struggle to endure suffering for His name. God offers the promise of eternal life and His sufficient grace and presence for those who suffer for their faith. When you're tempted to shrink back because of trouble or doubt your faith in a time of difficulty, you can be encouraged by the lives of those who have gone before you and stood firm in their faith. Recalling the faith of loved ones gone to be with the Lord or people in your life who were steady sources of encouragement to you can shore up those times when trusting God seems impossible. Next, the power of hope and all you have in Jesus.